This is today's comedy.
Being bald is not that bad, but it is loud in the shower.
Comedy 1031.
I think it's very hard to meet someone you really connect with, that you really feel a deep connection with. I think that's hard. I don't think those people just come around all the time. I think it's a very special thing. And I think it's very hard to find, especially nowadays. I mean, yes, there's great people around, but man, there is so much riffraff out there right now. The percentage of riffraff has never been higher. It's very high. I don't know. Maybe I'm romanticizing the past, but you think about like older generations, you know, people in the 20s, 60s, whatever. You just imagine a different vibe. You know, imagine men wearing nice suits, women are dressed all nice, everyone speaking properly. Just a classier vibe. Like, if those generations could be a font, they would be Times New Roman. I look at my generation, we're Comic Sans. You can't take us seriously, we're Comic Sans. People that are single and out there, you know what I'm talking about. You go out with people sometimes, you're just like, what? You're a person? Hold up, you're a person? How? You're so dumb. How do you pay rent? How do you have a job? How are you paying taxes? How is the world not crumbling around your idiocy? You meet people so dumb, you get scared for their safety. You're like, I better walk this person home. They might just walk onto the street and get hit by a bus. They can't even have a conversation. They're just texting and Instagramming photos of salt shakers. Like, what happened to people? You meet people so bad sometimes, they're not even Comic Sans. They're straight up wingdings. That's how scary it is.
Aziz Ansari.
Once a week, Father Russell would come in for heavy mystery time. And you'd save all your weird questions for Father Russell. In fact, you'd make up strange questions. You'd take a whole week thinking up trick questions to Father Russell.
Hey, Father! Hey, if God is all-powerful, can he make a rock so big that he himself can't lift it? Ah! Hey, we got him now! Ah.
Or else you'd take a very simple sin and surround it with the most bizarre circumstances you could imagine to try to, you know, relieve the guilt in the sin. It would usually end up with the statement,
would that then be a sin then, Father?
It's like here, this is an example. There was one sin, not receiving communion during Easter time. You had to perform your Easter duty. You had to receive once between Ash Wednesday and Pentecost Sunday. And if you didn't do it, it was a mortal sin. Providing, of course, you had said to yourself, hey, I'm not going to do it this year. And there weren't many mortal sins on that, but a lot of guys went to Venial City on Easter duty. And so you would ask the priest, you know,
hey, Father, hey,
remember guys would leave their hand up after they got called on, right? And the priest would say, what are you, the Statue of Liberty done?
Oh, sorry, Father. Anyways, Father, hey, suppose that you didn't make your Easter duty, and it's Pentecost Sunday, the last day, and you're on a ship at sea, and the chaplain goes into a coma. But you wanted to receive. And then it's Monday, too late. But then you cross the international dateline.
George Carlin.
Glad you could join us.
It's the comic of the week on today's comedy.
Hey, Steve Ranazzisi's got a brand new set out there. It's called Breaking Dad. And yeah, it's got a lot of kid-oriented stuff on it. It's really funny stuff. Here's a little piece of it. And I gotta say, if you like it, send him a little note, tell him that you heard him on the radio, and go download a copy of it, okay? Steve Ranazzisi, Breaking Dad. He's our comic of the week.
Winding down on the Little League season, coach my son's Little League team. My son, he struck out, which really, you don't really strike out in Little League. It's more like, eh, let's just put that down for a second and give it a break. So he was his turn up coming up soon. So he was in the on-deck circle, and I could see he was a little nervous. He was like fidgeting in the on-deck circle. So I went over to him and I'm like, hey, buddy, don't even worry about that last time, okay? I'm like, that was crazy. This time, you just concentrate on the ball, you swing hard, you have fun, and just don't worry about it. He's like, all right, daddy. And he's like, daddy, I'm not going to strike out on this one. I'm like, I know, buddy, don't worry about it. He's like, I'm going to use the force. And I was like, yes, buddy, concentrate. Use the force. So he gets up, and he's got the bat back, and he's looking, and I could see him really concentrating. And then as soon as that kid lets go of the ball, my son just drops the bat and stands there like this, trying to control it. The ball comes and smashes into his little leg. crumples him to the ground. Yeah, all the parents like, oh, I'm like, I didn't know what he meant, use the force like that. Who saw that coming? But to his credit, though, he got up, just dusted himself off, walked over to first base, and he was like, see, Dad, I told you that would work. Look where I'm standing, man. First base, hit by pitch. My on-base percentage is through the roof.
Steve Wren is easy.
You're listening to Today's Comedy.
Hear that? It's one of the most exciting sounds in the world. Bongo. Everybody's doing it.
Comedy 1031.
No, none of that offends me. I'm not offended by your belief system. Believe what you want. I don't care. You know what offends me? Is those bastards that walk around with shoes that look like feet. Oh, my shoes look like feet. Look at that. Oh, my shoes. They look like, it's like walking around in your bare feet. Oh, that's amazing. That must be amazing. What does that feel like? You want to impress me, you have feet that look like shoes. That's a way to look smart and save money at the same time. Oh, my shoes look like feet. You know the people I'm talking about, the bastards that play hacky sack? Oh, hey. That's another thing that offends me, hacky sack. That is not a sport, that is not an activity. It's stoner foot juggling. My shoes look like feet. Actually, I want to tell you something. I'll get on with the show in a minute. I'll be fine. It'll all cut together. I was in Scotland recently, and I was in a toy store with one of my kids. I wasn't just hanging around in a toy store, yeah. Hey, how you doing? Like my shoes, they look like feet, don't they? I kind of creeped myself out there a little bit. No, I was in a toy store with one of my kids, and I saw that in Scotland, and I saw that they have Hacky Sack in Scotland now, but they've changed the name of it to make it sound more Scottish, to market it to a Scottish audience. So it's not called Hacky Sack, it's called, and I'm not kidding, Footbag. Footbag! They have sucked all the joy and frivolity out of the activity and made it sound like an unpleasant medical procedure. I'm afraid you're going to have a foot bag, Mr. Ferguson. Foot bag. Come on, let's play foot bag with the amputated scrotum of an Englishman. Ah, foot bag.
Craig Ferguson.
Born in New Jersey. I'm from a little town just off the New Jersey Turnpike called... Have you heard of it? It's just south of... At the age of 10, I had to learn how to breathe through my eyes. You guys are looking funky fresh. We got an Amish gambler here. What's up, buddy? Yeah. Got the horse and buggy in the valet or what? I didn't know they let homeless people in the casinos, but what do I know? How about a hand for this guy? How you doing? You're dressed like a gay umpire. Just thought you should know. I'm feeling really good. I got a haircut for you people. What do you think? Yeah? I don't know. That's my barber right there, Big Greg. Greg, I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for wearing your shirt from fifth grade. Where'd you get that shirt? Forever 41? The Jersey fashions. Oh, I love Jersey, but I always lie. I don't know why. People are like, where are you from, Jeff? I'm like, New York. They're like, where in New York? New Jersey. I hated high school. I hated high school because my dad worked there. He was a cafeteria lady. Remember the high school yearbooks? That was crazy. I was elected my senior class, most likely to fart during sit-ups. Remember the president's physical fitness test? I farted 72 times. The kid who held my feet then had to go to the nurse. In the lobby before the show, some guy's like, Jeff, your eyes look red. Are you stoned? I'm like, dude, it's my allergies. He goes, what are you allergic to? I said, pot. Yeah. He said, He said, what are you taking for it? I said, mozzarella sticks.
Jeffrey Ross.
Today's comedy, George down here in the bunker with a tip for you. Maria Bamford, one of my favorite comedians, is set to premiere with her very first series called Lady Dynamite on Netflix May 20th. 13 episodes are going to be released simultaneously, and it involves a lot of her friends like Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Jenny Slate, John Cryer, more and more and more. This is going to be great. Maria Bamford, Lady Dynamite, coming to Netflix May 20th. And I've got some Maria Bamford coming up right here in today's comedy in the next little bit. Stick around. It's going to be a funny, funny day right here on your favorite goofy channel.